Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Fantasize Me, the podcast where I take characters real or imagined, and I fantasize them as D&D characters. I'm your host, Zach Katz, and the subject of this week's episode is going to be none other than Dolly Parton. Because of course it is! So Dolly Parton was born in a one-room cabin on the banks of the Little Pigeon River in Pittman Center, Tennessee. She was the fourth of 12 children. That's a lot of children. Her mother had them all by the age of 35, so 12 kids by 35. I'm almost 27, and that thought terrifies me. I can't take care of another person. I can't even take care of myself. Anyway, when Dolly was very young, her family moved from the Pittman Center area to a farm up on nearby Locust Ridge. And today, a replica of that Locust Ridge cabin resides in Dollywood, which is Dolly Parton's namesake theme park, because of course she has a theme park. It's Dolly. Come on, of course. Dolly credits her father for her business savvy and her mother for her musical abilities. Her mother would entertain Dolly and her siblings with Smoky Mountain folklore, Smoky Mountain being the mountain range along the Tennessee-North Carolina border, and she would entertain them with ancient ballads, because her mother, Avie Lee's family, was originally from Wales. They would sing old songs of the immigrants who had moved to southern Appalachia over a century earlier. So, grew up with a rich musical history, cultural background. When Dolly was 7, she started playing a homemade guitar. And when she was 8, her uncle bought her first real guitar. And she began performing as a child. She would sing on local radio and television programs in the East Tennessee area. And by 10, she was appearing on the Cass Walker Show on both WIVK Radio and WBIR-TV in Knoxville, Tennessee. At 13, she was recording the single Puppy Love. She appeared at the Grand Ole Opry. A day after Dolly graduated from high school, she moved to Nashville. She's like, all right, cool, finished high school. I'm gonna make it big. And her success started as a songwriter. Her frequent songwriting partner was her uncle, Bill Owens. And she wrote several charting singles during this kind of period in her life. When she was 19, she was initially pitched as like a bubblegum pop singer, and she released a bunch of singles, but only one charted, and it didn't even crack the Billboard Hot 100. That was called Happy Happy Birthday Baby. And Dolly said, like, she wanted to record country material, but the label Monument Records resisted. They're like, your voice is unique, it has such this strong vibrato, it's not suited for country music. But her composition, Put It Off Until Tomorrow, recorded by Bill Phillips, went to number 6 on the country chart. So the label's like, okay, maybe you have a point, you can record country, fine. And her first country single, Dumb Blonde, reached number 24 on the country chart, followed by her song Something Fishy, which went to number 17. So she's like, I want to play country music. Monument Records, like, haha, no. And then she's like, oh, absolutely, I'm going to. And then she immediately went on to crush it. Then the country music entertainer Porter Wagner invited Dolly to join his organization, and he offered her a regular spot on his weekly syndicated television program, The Porter Wagner Show. Wagner convinced his label RCA Victor to sign her, and it seems like the label was like, I don't know about her. Let's start with, like, duets with you, so it has your name attached to it, so you know it'll be good. So her and Wagner started doing duets, and their first duet was a remake of Tom Paxton's The Last Thing on My Mind, and it reached the country top 10 in January of 1968, and it kind of launched this 6-year streak of virtually uninterrupted top 10 singles for the pair. So Dolly tried some solo songs. Her first one, Just Because I'm a Woman, was a moderate chart hit, reaching number 17. But for the next 2 years, none of her solo efforts were as successful as her duets with Wagner. Even her single, In the Good Old Days When Times Were Bad, which would later become a standard. So Wagner and Parton, they were named Vocal Group of the Year in 1968 by the Country Music Association. But Dolly's solo records were continually ignored. By 1970, both of them, Parton and Wagner, were like frustrated by her lack of solo chart success. So Wagner thought of like this gimmick. He's like, hey, Dolly, why don't you record Jimmy Rogers' Mule Skinner Blues, huh? So Dolly recorded it and the record shot to number 3, followed closely by her first number 1 single, Joshua. So for the next 2 years, she had a bunch of solo hits, including Coat of Many Colors, love that song, in addition to her duets. And although her solo singles were now very successful, and of course the duets she would do with Wagner were successful, her biggest hit of this period of her life was Jolene. And who doesn't know Jolene? It topped the country chart in February 1974, reached the lower regions of the Hot 100, and it eventually also charted in the UK, reaching number 7 in 1976, which was Dolly's first UK success. So it's like, boom, haha, she's international. So Dolly always wanted a solo career. She always envisioned a solo career for herself. So she decided to leave Wagner's organization. The pair performed their last duet concert in April of 1974, although they remained affiliated, and he helped produce her records through 1975. The pair continued to release duet albums, their final release being 1975's Say Forever, You'll Be Mine. And in 1974, she wrote the song I Will Always Love You, written about her professional break from Wagner. And that went to number 1 on the country chart. So that was kind of like how she got her start, how she became like the Dolly Parton that we all know and love. And you know, it's Dolly Parton. She's inspired just so many other people. So Dolly Parton, she's so amazing. She's like known for having undergone plastic surgery. And on an episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show, Oprah's like, what kind of cosmetic surgery have you undergone? And Dolly's like, well, cosmetic surgery was always imperative in keeping with this famous image. Because, you know, the music industry, I mean, it seems like every industry was, still is, male dominated. And so in order to succeed, you had to have a really good public appearance and public image. And Dolly seems like a really good sport about it. She's repeatedly joked about her physical image, and she's said, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap, which is just one of my favorite things ever. I think it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. It's so good. She can also play a ton of instruments, the dulcimer, auto harp, banjo, guitar, electric guitar, fiddle, piano, recorder, saxophone. And Dolly said, like, I play some of everything. I ain't that good at none of it, but I try to sell it. I really try to lay into it. And she's also used her fingernails as an instrument. And you can hear in the song 9 to 5, she derived the beat for the song from clacking her nails together, which I love. Of course, she's got those awesome nails. She's got to use them. And she's written at least 3,000 songs, which that's so many songs, over 3,000. Insane. She also has, you know, Dollywood, which is the theme park owned by the Dollywood Company. And Dollywood is the biggest ticketed tourist attraction in Tennessee. And she kind of keeps the folklore alive for Dollywood, featuring traditional crafts and music of the Smoky Mountain area. So I just think it's really sweet that her mother would tell her and her siblings stories of Smoky Mountain folklore, and Dolly Parton's keeping that tradition going by sharing it with a bunch of other people. And I love that. Ugh, I love it. Dolly, you're amazing. Ugh, Dolly's amazing. She's also, like, I can just keep reading amazing things she's done because she's done so many. So, okay, just a few more. She was the co-owner of Sand Dollar Productions, which was a film and television production company, and it produced Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right? you know what Buffy the Vampire Slayer is? So the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie was made, and the then executive producer, Gail Berman, is like, hey, this still has potential, make it a TV show. So they did, and when Dolly found out that Berman made less money in royalties than her male counterparts, Dolly invites her to lunch and hands her a check to make sure that she was paid equally. Like, Dolly, you're so amazing. She's so amazing. She's incredible. She's also an actress. I mean, I said she was on the Porter Wagoner show. But also, her first feature film was in the movie 9 to 5 with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. Ever heard of it? She received nominations for a couple of Golden Globes, and Parton wrote and recorded the film's title song, 9 to 5, which, again, you know that song. Received nominations for an Academy Award for Best Song, Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song. And then when she released it as a single, the song won both the Grammy Award for Best Female Country Vocal Performance and the Grammy Award for Best Country Song. And it reached number one on the Hot 100 chart, and it was number 78 on the AFI's 100 Years, 100 Songs list. The movie itself became a major box office success as well. She was in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, Rhinestone. She had a cameo in Miss Congeniality 2. She played Hannah Montana's godmother in Hannah Montana because she is Miley Cyrus's godmother. So I always thought that was funny. So famous musician, famous actress. Dolly's also done a ton of philanthropy. And my personal favorite of hers is a literacy program called Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is part of her Dollywood Foundation. And what it does is you sign up for it, and one book per month is mailed to every enrolled child from the time of their birth until they enter kindergarten. So currently there are over 1,600 local communities providing the Imagination Library to almost 850,000 children each month across the US, Canada, UK, Australia, Republic of Ireland. She's worked to raise money for a bunch of other causes, including the American Red Cross, HIV AIDS related charities. Her efforts to preserve the bald eagle has given her a partnership award from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Woodrow Wilson Award for Public Service. In response to the Great Smoky Mountains wildfires that happened in 2016, she was one of a number of country music artists who participated in a telethon to raise money for victims. And then she had her own telethon for the victims, reportedly raised around $9 million for them. And in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, Parton donated $1 million towards research at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and she also encouraged those who can afford it to make similar donations. And her donation funded the critical early stages of development of the Moderna vaccine. And in March of 2021, she was vaccinated. At Vanderbilt University, she got the COVID-19 vaccination, and it was said, Dolly gets a dose of her own medicine, which I love. That's so awesome. She's so great. She just seems like such a amazing, down-to-earth person. She's in so many Hall of Fames. She's in the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, Country Music Hall of Fame. She has a bunch of songs in the Grammy Hall of Fame, Music City Hall of Fame, National Hall of Fame for Mountain Artisans. She's amazing. She's great. I could just keep talking about her, but I'm not going to because I'm pretty far into the recording and I haven't actually gotten to the point of the podcast, which is to turn her into a D&D character, give her stats and a class and different abilities. So let's do that. Let's actually start, I guess. Oh my god, I'm so far in and I'm just starting. That's okay, that doesn't matter. Let's start with background. So you know a bunch about her now, so background shouldn't be too hard. For background, I think I'm gonna go with folk hero. So as a folk hero, she comes from humble social rank, and Dolly would say that her family was dirt poor, but she's destined to be so much more. And yeah, of course. So as a folk hero, she's going to gain skill proficiencies in animal handling and survival, tool proficiencies with one type of artisan's tools, and land vehicles. So as a folk hero, Dolly Parton's a great driver. So if you ever need a getaway driver, let Dolly Parton know. For artisan's tools, let's go with, weaver's tools. Because if you've ever heard the song Coat of Many Colors, it's someone gives her family a bag of rags, and they're, like, very colorful, and her mom sews the rags together into a beautiful coat. So if she's proficient in weaver's tools, then, hey, she can do the same thing and make a bunch of coats of many colors. And I love that. Yeah, of course. Go for it. Okay. So that's background. Now let's go for race. So let's see, what race do we think is going to be just kind and charismatic? I think I'm gonna go with fairy. I think I'm gonna go with fairy. So she's very little and has these beautiful wings. For ability scores, we can increase one ability score by 2 and increase a different one by 1, or we can increase 3 different scores by 1. So essentially you can choose between having a +2 and a +1, or 3 +1s. For languages, she can speak, read, and write common and one other language. So she's fairy, so probably Sylvan, which is the language of the Fae. She has fairy magic, so she knows the Druidcraft cantrip. And starting at 3rd level, she can cast the Fairy Fire spell with this trait. Starting at 5th level, she can also cast the Enlarge Reduce spell with this trait. And once you cast Fairy Fire or Enlarge Reduce with the trait, you can't cast that spell with it again until you finish a long rest. But you can also cast either of those spells using any spell slots you have of the appropriate level. And you can use Intelligence, Wisdom, or Charisma as your spellcasting ability for these spells when you cast them, and that is chosen when you select this race. So already, you know Dolly Parton's gonna be oozing with charisma, so charisma's gonna be her spellcasting ability for those spells. Also, she has Flight. So because of her beauteous wings, she has a flying speed equal to her walking speed, which is 30. So she can't fly very fast, but she can fly, and I love that. She can't use the flying speed if she's wearing medium or heavy armor because it weighs her down too much, but if she's just got light armor on, she can zip around. Beautiful. Okay, so now that we have her background, folk hero, and her race, fairy, we get to roll for stats. So that is when you take a d6, a 6-sided die, and roll it 4 times, drop the lowest number, and add up the remaining 3 to get one of these 6 ability scores. So you do that 6 times. So I rolled for her stats, and she got 15, 15, 15, 15, 11, and 18. 4 15s! And 3 of them were a combination of 4, 5, and 6. So, you know, there's always a possibility of stuff like that happening. Very uncommon. But really, these stats are incredible. First of all, 18 is the highest you can get. That means you rolled at least 3 sixes on the d6, and 15s are still really good, because those are +2 modifiers. Kind of like average person is 10, which is a +0 modifier. She is above average in everything, baby. Of course she is. Come on. So, highest stat, 18, that's gotta go into charisma, right? So 18 charisma, and we have that +2 from her being a fairy, so let's bump that up to a 20. 20 is as high as they can go without like a special ability or magical item, so maxed out charisma at 1st level is so insanely good. So that's a +5 modifier for charisma. Then we have the 4 15s, so I think it'll be easier to go with the 11 and see what the lowest one is going to be. And I think for the purposes of D&D, the 11 can go into strength. So 11 strength, that's a +0 modifier. 10 is average, so still a little bit stronger than everyone else. But then 15 to dexterity, 15 to constitution, 15 to intelligence, and then 15 to wisdom. We have a +1 that we can put somewhere because of the fairy race. So let's turn one of those 15s into a 16. I'm thinking wisdom. I think Dolly Parton is very wise. I think it ties into the folk hero background, these humble beginnings, kind of breed wisdom. So 16 wisdom, that's a +3 modifier. Dexterity, constitution, and intelligence are all 15s, which is a +2 modifier. So boom, there we go. Her starting stats are 11 strength, 15 dexterity, 15 constitution, 15 intelligence, 16 wisdom, and 20 charisma. Oof, so charismatic, Dolly. All right, so let's start. Obviously, we are going to start with Bard, right? We've gotta start with Bard. That's what she is. She's this beautiful songstress, actress, composer. It makes perfect sense. Okay, so Bard, she's going to start with 10 hit points. Should I even mention hit points? I don't know why I started saying what their hit points are at first level, but I never talk about their hit points again. So it doesn't really make sense to tell you what their hit points are at first level, right? Because we're going to 20th level, so it doesn't matter. So I don't think I'm going to talk about their hit points anymore. Regardless. So she's going to have proficiencies in light armor, which is perfect because if she wears anything heavier than that, she can't fly. She's going to have weapon proficiencies with simple weapons, hand crossbows, long swords, rapiers, and short swords. She's going to be proficient in 3 musical instruments of her choice. So let's see, she can play a lot of things. So I think definitely we're going to go with guitar. So let's go guitar, banjo, and fiddle. I'm just looking at the list of musical instruments she can play, and I think those 3 are fun together. So guitar, banjo, and fiddle. She's going to be proficient in dexterity and charisma saving throws, which is awesome because she has a ton of charisma, so that's going to be great. And dexterity saving throws are the most common kind, in my experience. Awesome. Proficiency bonus at first level is +2, so she has +4 dexterity saving throws and +7 to charisma saving throws. For skills, she's going to have any 3. So I think obviously performance is going to have proficiency. Let's do persuasion. And I think it would make sense for her to have proficiency in religion because her grandfather was a pastor, so she would go to church all the time as a kid. So awesome. She already has animal handling and survival proficiencies from being a folk hero. So now she has animal handling, performance, persuasion, religion, and survival. Beautiful. Now let's get into class abilities. As a bard, she gains bardic inspiration. So as a bonus action on her turn, she can choose one creature other than herself within 60 feet of her that can hear her. And that creature is going to gain a bardic inspiration die, which at the moment is a d6. Once within the next 10 minutes, the creature can roll the die and add that number rolled to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw that it makes. And the creature can wait until after it rolls the d20 before deciding to use the bardic inspiration, but it has to decide before the DM says whether the roll succeeds or fails. So if they roll like a 10 and they're like, it's probably not going to do it, let me see if it works with a d6. But if they roll a 10, the DM says that fails, they can't go, oh, well, let me add this bardic inspiration. Like, no, you already failed. So whether the bardic inspiration helps or it doesn't, once it's rolled, it is lost, and a creature can only have one bardic inspiration die at a time. So Dolly can use bardic inspiration a number of times equal to her charisma modifier, which again at first level is maxed out, so she has 5 uses of bardic inspiration, and she regains all of these when she finishes a long rest. So I never worry about the 10-minute time limit. I'm like, if you have bardic inspiration, you have bardic inspiration. It's fine, you know? Like, I don't think it's gonna last through a long rest, but I think it can last longer than 10 minutes. Inspiration's not always that fleeting. So as a bard, she's also a spellcaster. Of course, Dolly Parton's a spellcaster, come on. So she's gonna know 2 cantrips of her choice from the bard spell list, and she's gonna be using charisma for her spellcasting ability. Well, that's perfect because that's the highest stat she has. Her spell save DC, and that's just what a target needs to equal or beat to resist the effects of one of her spells, is going to be 8 plus her proficiency bonus plus her charisma modifier. So 8 plus 2 plus 5 is 15. That's really good. A DC 15 at first level is insanely good. Her spell attack modifier is just proficiency bonus plus charisma modifier, so she's got a +7 to her spell attack modifier. So good. First level Dolly is already so powerful. For cantrips, I'm thinking she would probably know, like, maybe mending to keep herself looking nice, make sure when she's in combat, if her clothing gets torn or whatever, she can just fix it. Maybe prestidigitation, so she can make these, like, minor magical effects on herself, like she's constantly sparkling or something. For spells, maybe, like, charm person would be really fun. Cure wounds. Speak with animals. Second level in Bard, she gets Jack of All Trades. So now she can add 1/2 of her proficiency bonus rounded down to any ability check she makes that doesn't already include her proficiency bonus. So that is so cool. Even if she's not proficient in something, she's still gonna get a +1 bonus to the roll. And that's just going to go up as her proficiency bonus increases. The highest the proficiency bonus gets is +6. So eventually she's going to have a +3 bonus to everything, even if she's not proficient in it. At second level, she also gains Song of Rest. So now during a short rest, she can use soothing music to revitalize her wounded allies. So if Dolly or any of her friends who can hear her performance regain hit points by spending hit dice at the end of the short rest, each of those creatures is going to regain an extra 1d6 hit points. So this isn't too helpful, maybe if you're in a campaign that takes a lot of short rests. I don't often do short rests, but I know other people do, so this will definitely be helpful there. Third level bard, she's going to gain expertise. So she's going to take two of her skill proficiencies and double the proficiency bonus for any ability check she makes that uses either of the chosen proficiencies. So we've got to do performance. So proficiency bonus is +2. Now it's doubled to +4. Charisma is +5. So she has a +9 to her performance. Next, I think we're going to do persuasion. Because I think Dolly is going to avoid fighting as best she can. So instead of like deception or intimidation, I think persuasion's definitely the way to go. She's just going to be like, let's not fight because that's really stupid. And she's going to add a +9 to her persuasion check. Perfect. Also at third level, she's going to gain her Bard College, which is the Bard subclass. And I think we are going to go with the College of Glamour. So just beautiful and eloquent and poised, she's going to gain the Mantle of Inspiration. So she can now weave a song of fey magic that imbues her allies with vigor and speed. So as a bonus action, she can expend one of her 5 uses of Bardic Inspiration to grant herself a wondrous appearance. And when she does so, she can choose a number of creatures that she can see and that can see her within 60 feet of her, up to a number equal to her charisma modifier, so up to 5 creatures, and each of them are going to gain 5 temporary hit points. And when a creature gains these temporary hit points, they can immediately use their reaction to move up to their speed without provoking opportunity attacks. So I think that is so awesome. A bunch of her allies are getting attacked or they're in trouble. She can just use a bonus action to not only give them some temporary hit points to kind of pad their health, but she can also allow them to use their reaction to just move away from the danger or get into a more advantageous position. She's also going to gain the ability Enthralling Performance. So now she can charge her performance with seductive fey magic, yes. If she performs for at least 1 minute, she can attempt to inspire wonder in her audience. And at the end of the performance, she can choose a number of humanoids within 60 feet of her that watched and listened to all of it, up to a number equal to her charisma modifier. Again, 5. And each target has to succeed on a wisdom saving throw against her spell save DC or be charmed by her. Her spell save DC is 15, so there's a pretty good chance they will fail. And while they're charmed this way, the target is going to idolize her. They're going to speak glowingly of her to anyone who talks to it, and they're going to hinder anyone who opposes her. Although they're going to avoid violence unless it was already inclined to fight on your behalf. The effect is going to end on a target after 1 hour, if it takes any damage, if she attacks it, or if it witnesses her attacking or damaging any of its allies. What I really like about this is even if a target succeeds on its saving throw and resists the charming effect, the target's going to have no hint that Dolly tried to charm them. And when she uses this feature, she can't use it again until she finishes a short or long rest. So some really cool abilities from the College of Glamour at third level can help her allies and can charm her foes. We are going to go fourth level in Bard. That is an ability score improvement. Let's see. So she's using her charisma, which is already maxed. But I think just because she has a lot of 15s, I am going to do an ability score improvement. So she can increase 1 ability score of her choice by 2, or 2 ability scores of her choice by 1. So I think we're going to bump both Dexterity and Charisma to 16. So those are both +3s now. I think that's probably the only ability score improvement we're going to give. The rest of them are probably just going to be feats or special abilities she can have. So we'll see what happens there. Fifth level in Bard, her Bardic Inspiration die is going to change from a D6 to a D8, an 8-sided die. So now her Bardic Inspiration is even more powerful. Also, from her Mantle of Inspiration, instead of a target gaining 5 temporary hit points, they are now going to gain 8 temporary hit points. In addition to that, her Bardic Inspiration is further improved by the Font of Inspiration. So now, instead of regaining all expended Bardic Inspirations during a long rest, she regains all expended uses during a short or long rest. Beautiful! Sixth level in Bard, she's going to gain Counter Charm. So as an action, she can start a beautiful performance that lasts until the end of her next turn. And during this time, Dolly and any friendly creatures within 30 feet of her are going to have advantage on saving throws against being frightened or charmed, which I love because being frightened sucks, being charmed sucks, and now it's going to be harder for an enemy to frighten or charm Dolly and her friends. A creature has to be able to hear her to gain this benefit, obviously, and the performance is going to end early if Dolly's incapacitated or silenced, or if she voluntarily ends it. Also at 6th level, she gains another Bard College feature from the College of Glamour, and that is called the Mantle of Majesty. So now at 6th level, she gains the ability to cloak herself in this fey magic that makes others want to serve her. So as a bonus action, she can cast Command without expending a spell slot, and she takes on an appearance of unearthly beauty for 1 minute or until her concentration ends, as if she was concentrating on a spell. So during this time, she can just cast Command as a bonus action on each of her turns without expending a spell slot. And I just love the idea of Dolly, just such a sweet southern voice, just asking people to do favors for her, and them just, of course, complying because she's just so kind and radiant. Of course you'd want to please her. Any creature that is already charmed by her automatically fails their saving throw against the command that Dolly casts with this feature. So once she uses this feature and it ends after a minute, she can't use it again until she finishes a long rest. But that's such an awesome ability! I'm pretty sure Cleopatra was also a College of Glamour bard, and she would use her command to force these people to do things they didn't want to do. I think Dolly is probably more kind than Cleopatra, so she would command them to be like, love yourself. You're perfect. Command can only be one word, but she'd figure it out. We're going to go into a 7th level bard. She is going to gain just access to 4th level bard spells. So no class abilities there, just access to 4th level spells and spell slots. 8th level bard. That's going to be another ability score improvement. Well, I think we are going to pick a feat. And when I say I think we are going to pick a feat, I mean I know that we are going to pick a feat. I really like the idea of her as like this fey being, so I'm going to go with the fey touched feature. So she's been exposed to the magic of the fey wilds, and the magic has changed her. So we can increase her intelligence, wisdom, or charisma by 1 to a maximum of 20. I think I'm going to go with intelligence, because if we boost intelligence from a 15 to a 16, it's going to change from a plus 2 modifier to a plus 3 modifier. And now she learns the Misty Step spell and another first level spell of her choice. The first level spell must be from the Divination or Enchantment School of Magic. So there's some really cool ones there, like Gift of Alacrity, Detect Magic, Bless is such a great spell. It's one of my favorite spells. So a bunch of things she can do there, but she can cast Misty Step and the spell she chooses once without expending a spell slot. And when she does that, she can't cast that spell in this way again until she finishes a long rest. But she can also cast these spells using spell slots of the appropriate level. So with this, the spell's spellcasting ability is the ability increased by this feat. So that might be a little confusing. So Misty Step doesn't use a roll, but if we give her something like Dissonant Whispers, it's going to use intelligence to calculate the saving throw. Something with Gift of Alacrity, you don't have to worry about remembering that just these two spells use intelligence. And Gift of Alacrity is a pretty cool spell. You just touch a willing creature, and then for the next minute, they can add a d8 to their initiative rolls. So just become a bit more quick. Awesome. Now we are going to 9th level in Bard. The d6 from her Song of Rest is now going to change to a d8. She's going to be able to help her friends a little bit more with that. 10th level, her Bardic Inspiration is going to change from a d8 to a d10. She's now so inspiring. Of course she is. It's Dolly Parton. That's going to surprise no one. Also at 10th level, she gains expertise again. So she can choose another 2 skill proficiencies, and her proficiency bonus is going to be doubled for those as well. I'm thinking let's do religion and animal handling. So 10th level, her proficiency bonus is +4. Her intelligence went up to +3. So 4 + 4 + 3, she now has +11 to religion and +11 to animal handling. So she is great with animals. She's very knowledgeable about religion. She's incredible at performing and incredibly persuasive. And if somehow she fails to persuade you, she can just do a beautiful performance and just charm you instead. The last thing she gets at 10th level, 10th level is great for bards, she gets magical secrets. So she can choose 2 spells from any class to learn. It just has to be from a level that she can already cast. So right now at 10th level, she can cast up to 5th level spells. So she can just learn any 2 5th level spells from any class. That's so awesome. So there are so many spells. Just so many spells. She can learn Conjure Elemental and just summon an elemental for her. She can learn Far Step and just teleport as a bonus action 60 feet. That's really cool. There's Mass Cure Wounds is a really cool one. Well, she can learn that as a bard anyway, but you get the idea. There's a ton of options for her. We are going to go 11th level in Bard. That's just going to give her access to 6th level Bard spells. Let's go to 12th level in Bard. Another ability score improvement. So let's give her another feat. Let's see. She has maxed charisma and already expertise with performance. So I don't think the performer feat would make sense. You know, she only has 5 skill proficiencies. Let's give her the skilled feat. So she's just going to gain another 3 skill proficiencies. So let's see, what do we think they're going to be? How about insight? So she's able to read people. I think that really helps with philanthropy, kind of being able to know what people's needs are. Let's do medicine. To reflect the contributions she did to the COVID-19 vaccine. And how about Arcana? Dolly Parton's already a fey being. Of course she's going to know a lot about magic. So, all right. Proficiencies in Insight, Medicine, and Arcana we just gave her. Beautiful. Now she has 8 skill proficiencies. A lot more befitting of Dolly Parton as a person. So now let's go to 13th level. This is going to improve her Song of Rest. So it's going to go from a D8 to a D10. So the extra hit points that are gained from the Song of Rest ability, they're now a D10. 14th level in Bard, that is going to be Magical Secrets again. She can choose 2 additional spells from any class to learn. And now as a 14th level Bard, she can learn up to 7th level spells from any class. That's awesome. This episode looks like it's going to be a little long, so I don't think I'm going to go into the spells, because I don't think that really helps the podcast anyway for me to just say, whoa, this is a cool spell. Oh, this would be a cool spell. This is a fun spell. You guys get it. Cool spells are cool. Uncool spells are uncool. Also at 14th level, she's going to gain her final Bard college feature from the College of Glamour, and that is called Unbreakable Majesty. So Dolly Parton, brimming with beauty, charisma, and kindness, she's going to permanently gain an otherworldly aspect that makes her look more lovely and fierce. Think Galadriel from Lord of the Rings. So now, as a bonus action, she can assume a magically majestic presence for 1 minute or until she's incapacitated. And for the duration, whenever any creature tries to attack her for the first time on a turn, the creature has to make a charisma saving throw against her spell save DC. At 14th level, her proficiency bonus is plus 5, so her spell save DC is 18. So if they fail this charisma saving throw, they just can't attack Dolly on that turn, and they have to choose a new target for its attack, or the attack is wasted. On a successful save, it can attack her, but they're going to have disadvantage on any saving throw it makes against her spells on Dolly's next turn. Once she assumes this magical presence, she can't do so again until she finishes a short or long rest. I really love how a lot of the bard abilities are short or long rest, because a long rest is like a full 8 hours of sleep. Short rest is just like an hour of downtime. So this is great. So if they fail, they can't attack her. And even if they succeed, they're going to have disadvantage on their saving throws against Dolly's spells on her next turn. So they could succeed and attack her, and then have disadvantage if she tries to just, like, charm them or command them. So cool. Such an awesome ability. Now I think we are going to go into... I think we're going to do 15th level Bard. So now her Bardic Inspiration die is going to change to a D12. That is the highest it can go. It started from a D6. It is now twice as inspiring. A D12. So beautiful. Let's go 16th level in Bard. That's another ability score improvement. So let's give her a feat. This is, I think, probably going to be the last feat that she gets. So let's make it count. Let's see. She already has Fae Touched and Skilled. Let's give her... Oh, of course. How could it be so stupid? The last feat we are going to give her is probably one she should have had earlier. Inspiring Leader. Duh. I'm talking about like, oh, her bardic inspiration is so good. She can inspire so many people. And then I didn't even give her the Inspiring Leader feat. Oh well. So she can spend 10 minutes inspiring her companions, and when she does so, she can choose up to 6 friendly creatures, which can include herself, within 30 feet of her, who can see or hear her, and who can understand her, and each creature is going to gain temporary hit points equal to her level plus her charisma modifier. A creature can't gain temporary hit points from this feat again until they finished a short or long rest. So she is 16th level with plus 5 charisma. Just 10 minutes of inspiring them can give them 21 temporary hit points. And she can do that every time they take a short rest. And during the short rest, she can use that Song of Rest to heal them then as well. So she's so good at just being this powerful support character. I don't know if she's gonna focus on doing a lot of damage, though she could. She's going to be charming people. She's going to be inspiring her allies with Bardic Inspiration, with Inspiring Leader. She's going to have the Mantle of Inspiration to increase their hit points. For Mantle of Inspiration, I should have mentioned that at 10th level, the temporary hit points increased to 11, and now at 15th level, they increased to 14. So Mantle of Inspiration can give 14 temporary hit points now. Inspiring Leader can give 21 temporary hit points. So her allies are always going to be just swimming in extra hit points, a little extra padding, before they actually start to get hurt. 17th level, that Song of Rest of hers is going to switch from a D10 to a D12. It is now, like Bardic Inspiration, as high as it can get. 18th level in Bard, she is going to choose another 2 additional spells from any class to learn. And that is another class ability, Magical Secrets. So at this level, she can just learn any spell. She has 9th level spells, so she can learn any spell she wants. Any 2 spells she wants. Insane. 19th level, we are going to multiclass. This is easily the latest that we have multiclassed. Usually, I multiclass within a few levels just to get the class abilities. But I think it makes sense for Dolly to be this wickedly powerful, beautiful, fae-touched bard of epic proportions, and then multiclass into cleric. Because I think Dolly Parton kind of is a cleric. She loves making music and performing and doing all that bard stuff, but she's also an incredible philanthropist and really seems to enjoy helping people. And I think that's really reflected in the cleric class, or it can be reflected in the cleric class. So for cleric, she's just going to gain proficiencies in medium armor and shields. She can't wear medium armor or else she won't be able to fly, but she can wield a shield. So this will increase her armor class by 2. So if someone does manage to get through her Unbreakable Majesty and attack her, they still might miss because now she has a higher armor class and is harder to hit. So as a first level cleric, she is going to gain spellcasting. So she's going to learn 3 cantrips of her choice from the cleric spell list. I always recommend guidance because it's just, in my opinion, the best cantrip. So guidance and 2 other cleric cantrips. Her spellcasting ability is going to be wisdom for this. So she has 16 wisdom, so her wisdom is pretty good. So her spell save DC for her bard spells is going to be 8 plus her proficiency bonus, which is 6, plus her charisma modifier, which is 5. So a DC 19 for her bard spells. Cleric is going to use wisdom. So it's 8 plus 6 plus 3. So it's still a DC 17, which is excellent. So she's also going to have a divine domain, because bards pick their subclass at 3rd level, clerics pick theirs at 1st, and I think her divine domain is going to be life. The life domain focuses on the vibrant, positive energy, one of the fundamental forces of the universe that sustains all life. And I think that's just fitting for Dolly. So kind of a waste, but life domain clerics gain proficiency in heavy armor. She can wear heavy armor if she wants to, because now she's proficient. She just won't be able to fly. And I think the idea of Dolly flying around, playing her guitar and singing, is a very fun mental image for me, so I don't know if she's going to be wearing heavy armor. But she also gets Disciple of Life. So her healing spells are now more effective. So whenever she uses a spell of 1st level or higher to restore hit points to a creature, the creature is going to regain additional hit points equal to 2 plus the spell's level. So even if she's using just a 1st level Cure Wounds, the creature is going to gain an additional 3 hit points automatically. And she has so many spell slots. She has just all of the spell slots now. So she can potentially use just like a 9th level mass cure wounds and heal everyone an additional 11 hit points from the Disciple of Life ability. 20th level, this is the final level. She's going to gain Channel Divinity. So Channel Divinity, she can use it once per short or long rest, and just the base class Channel Divinity is called Turn Undead. So as an action, every undead that can see or hear her within 30 feet of her has to make a wisdom saving throw, and if they fail, they are turned for 1 minute or until they take any damage. So they just have to spend their turns trying to move as far away from Dolly as they can. It's like I always say, Dolly Parton has no time for zombies. I say that literally, I say that all the time. Every day of my life I've said that. She also gets a channel divinity from the life domain, and that is called Preserve Life. So as an action, she can evoke healing energy that can restore a number of hit points equal to 5 times her cleric level. She can choose any creature within 30 feet of her and divide those hit points among them. So that's not a great ability. Like, I think we could have gone just to 20th level in Bard and still had a good build, but I think she's more than a bard. You know, she's more than a songwriter or an actress or a musician. I mean, obviously she's more than any one of those things because I did just list 3 things, but I just think she's more than a musician. She's also someone who helps people, and I think that had to be reflected. So to that effect, I went with the life domain cleric, because I don't think either of those levels in cleric is really going to help her build too much, but I think it makes sense to me. So that is Dolly Parton. So my image of Dolly Parton, she's, you know, playing a concert, probably like a benefit concert or something. Everyone's loving it. She's enthralling, her fairy wings glowing iridescent in the stage lights. She has prestidigitation to make herself even more radiant than she at first appears. It's hard for me to imagine Dolly Parton in, like, pitched combat. I mean, I guess unless it's against Jolene. Okay. Dolly Parton is playing a concert. She's playing beautifully, ferociously, enthralling the entire crowd made up of just thousands of adoring fans. When who crashes onto stage but Jolene? Dolly is aghast. She can't believe Jolene would show her face around here. Jolene's flaming locks of auburn hair whipping wildly around her as she levitates off the stage, chanting demonic words coming from her mouth, a powerful incantation. Dolly Parton doesn't even stop playing. This powerful incantation from Jolene is released, meant to destroy Dolly Parton. And now that the initial shock has worn off, without even giving her a second glance, Dolly Parton just very confidently counterspells it, and then charms Jolene to be a backup dancer. Truly effortless for Dolly to finally be able to take out her lifelong nemesis, Jolene. That's fun for me. That's a fun thing to think. Oh, anyway, so that is Dolly Parton, this national treasure, really. Her background is folk hero, her race is fairy. She is a level 18 College of Glamour bard and a level 2 life domain cleric. Her ending stats are 11 strength, 16 dexterity, 16 constitution, 16 intelligence, 16 wisdom, and 20 charisma. And again, she started with maxed out charisma. Of course she did. It's Dolly Parton. What do you expect? For skill proficiencies, she has plus 15 in animal handling, plus 9 in arcana, plus 9 to insight, plus 9 to medicine, plus 17 to performance, plus 17 to persuasion, plus 15 to religion, and plus 9 to survival. So awesome. Saving throws, she has plus 9 to dexterity saving throws and plus 11 to charisma saving throws. Languages, she has common and sylvan. For tools, she's proficient in weaver's tools, land vehicles, the guitar, banjo, and fiddle. And for feats, she has fey touched, skilled, and inspiring leader. Oh, Dolly Parton. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Fantasize Me. You can follow me on Twitter at FantasizeMePod. Email in character suggestions to FantasizeMePod@gmail.com. Please email me in. I'm running low on suggestions, so shoot me your emails. I love getting them. Eventually, when I have more suggestions, I'm not going to be able to do all of them, but right now I have been doing all of them. So that's been a lot of fun. You can check out my Ko-fi. It's ko-fi.com/fantasizeme. I have the Elemental Codex up, which is a supplement of 100 elemental spells, and I'm working on another supplement of 10 kind of mundane backgrounds that people don't really see as heroic, even though they definitely can be. So right now, I'll tell you, I got dentist, grocery store clerk, and librarian as well. So thank you so much for listening to Fantasize Me. Oh, also, before I forget, like and subscribe and follow. I keep forgetting to tell people that they can rate the podcast. Please do rate 5 stars if you are so inclined. Leave a review. Please be friendly. I'm the opposite of thick-skinned, which I guess is just thin-skinned, paper-thin. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Fantasize Me, and we will do this again next week. Bye! Thank you.